Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has over 120 podcasts containing information about aviation technologies and pilot experiences for general and business aviation, from home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech. Plain Talk provides information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 2,200 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years experience in the technology, telecommunications, and aviation industries. We're here at AvWorld in scenic Mississauga, not far from Pearson International YYZ Airport, with a really cool cat, Lynn McMullen, president of Cygnet Aviation, Canada's darling newest flight school. Lynn, welcome to Plane Talk.
Thank you so much, Phil.
What a wonderful event you're having here at AvWorld, talking about entering into a career aviation, student pilots, folks interested, coming to talk to you. What's that been like?
I'm overwhelmed by the amount of attention that we received today. It's been so much fun chatting with all of the prospective students and pilots. And actually, we've had some airline pilots come in and say hello and talk about their experience. And some have brought along their children who want to follow in their footsteps.
So, oh, amazing.
Beautiful space. We're so, so appreciative of being hosted here by AvWorld.
And Lost Aviators Coffee.
I have one right here. It's very good.
It's
highly
delicious.
Recommend it.
Delicious. My first time having it, I have to say, way better than some of the other fancy drive-through coffee shops.
Well, I know it's appreciated by our students because at Christmas time, some of our students were giving Lost Aviator Coffee to one another as gifts.
Oh,
so I,
wow.
I know that it is appreciated.
The organization is now 2 years old, mm-hmm. operating out of Kingston. For those of you who don't know this really cool new flight training unit, 25 employees, 16 instructors, 12 aircraft, a bunch of simulators. It must be just so wonderful starting a new flight training unit.
Once in a lifetime opportunity to start from scratch. 2 years ago, we had two instructors and three airplanes.
Amazing.
And you've just said where we are today. Two graduated cohorts and a third one almost done. It's pretty exciting.
And your instructors are very special people, if I recall.
They are. That was our biggest concern when we were getting started, was where would we find really good instructors? There were not a lot available as far as we knew, but we have met some incredible people, some who had just finished their class 4 instructor rating, and they've developed to the most amazing group of cohesive people that just care so much about their students. And most of them have already upgraded to class 2, and they're the driving force behind our flight time activities.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you've got some retired RCAF fighter pilots as instructors and airline pilots.
We do. We're, again, so lucky. We had no idea moving into the Kingston area what an amazing group of retired airline people there are. The first one was Mark Stowe that reached out to us, and we found out that there's a RAPCAM chapter in our area. He started working with us and sharing the excitement with some of his friends, and now we have the most incredible crew with so much experience to share and their enthusiasm to give back and share their knowledge, share their expertise, and raise up the next generation of airline pilots is incredible.
And clearly high-time pilots with a bajillion experiences of doing bad things and really good things. And as we say, there's no old, bold pilots.
That's true. It is incredible what one can share having had all the different experiences that these people have had between the RCAF, being at the airlines. We have a retired NAV Canada tower manager and controller. He shares incredible experience with our students. And there's the basic curriculum that we're required to put through. But what they bring with the real life experience, both in the classroom and in our multi-crew coordination program, is invaluable for our students.
You have quite an interesting career yourself, not only being president of Cygnet, but also a CFI, starting out Signet and being the CFI. So you bring some real world on the board of directors, if not the president of the Northern Lights Arrow Foundation. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about your bio?
Oh my. Well, I'll take it right back to learning to fly with my dad in his Piper Tri-Pacer. That was what brought me into the world of aviation. I literally grew up dreaming of flying my dad's airplane. After university, I went through and did my flight training. And then I was really lucky to have the opportunity to work under various different people in the industry as I grew up as a class four into a class one instructor to various different schools in Ontario. But then I had the opportunity to learn from the instructors at Seneca College. And after 20 years of working with the incredible people that run that flight school and being mentored and trained within the college environment with a lot of retired RCF pilots from there, it really built up the opportunity for me to know what I needed to know to then move on and work with Chorus to build Signet Aviation.
And flying out of Buttonville, mm-hmm. where Seneca was for a long time, and if I recall, Buttonville being at the time the sixth busiest airport in Canada and the second busiest in Ontario.
It was quite the experience. Working underneath the Toronto Terminal Control Area certainly taught us a lot. But I have to say, the thing about Kingston, that one of the things that I appreciate so much is the underutilized airport, the wide open airspace, being in the middle between Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal, really provides our students an opportunity for efficient flight training, but then they can also access all those different types of airspace.
And at the same time, it's a quick flight to Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa.
It is, and we have students from all of those places and from across the entire country. But no, we're very nicely situated, and Kingston has rolled out the red carpet for Signet.
The career students, who for them it's a full-time job, if you will, it's such a beautiful area to live in.
It is. So they come and spend 18 to 20 months with us in the Kingston area. Great student town with Queens, RMC, St. Lawrence College, right on the waterfront. It's an intensive program, 5 or 6 days a week, but you need your downtime, and there's lots to do. Kingston offers so much as far as outdoor activity and things to do.
And if I might add, a lot of pubs.
Enjoyed responsibly, yes. There are a lot of good opportunities for good food, yes.
And lots of tourist destinations when students' parents come to visit. As you said, RMC, Old Fort Henry, Kingston Penitentiary, kind of goes on and on and on.
Definitely. And that's the nice thing when we do see that support, when people's families and friends come to visit them while they're training. It's lovely to meet them, to see the support team, because one of the things in flight training that we all know is that nobody does this alone. You need that support team around you. So it does have a lot to offer for those people when they visit.
And it's quite the family. And you have your cohorts come on board. They become a tight little group. And I think you've done some kind of cool things to facilitate that tightness between individuals within the cohort, starting with?
Oh, their handles. So every cohort, once they get to know each other, sets a handle for the team. We have had Magnificent Seven. Six Pack just graduated. Diamond Six is on their way out. We have Cloud Nine, Aviate. And one of the things that's really nice is that each of the senior cohorts helps mentor the cohorts that are coming in. What is it like to move to Kingston? What is it like to be in the program? How do I find student housing? They're very supportive of one another. And then as you come in a cohort, either January, May, or August, you travel with your cohort through the entire program. So it has resulted in very close friendships.
Amazing. And, you know, with your fleet of Diamond aircraft, they're starting right off the bat into glass cockpits, flying newer aircraft. And as you said, in an underutilized airport that facilitates a very efficient flight instruction program.
It's true. The weather systems that we thought we might have at the lakeside haven't been a problem. We have a very efficient delivery. The Diamond aircraft are robust and, as you say, very high-end technically. So the students are learning everything that they need to know right from the beginning as far as the digital cockpit. And we support that, as you mentioned earlier, with our simulation training. We are very focused on using the simulators to support the in-flight training. And especially when we get into the IFR world and into the multi-crew coordination.
And the ALSIM
simulators facilitate those bad weather days, which will happen from time to time, especially in Canada, where we're supposed to have winter. So great tools to allow your students to maximize their time.
It's true. We do about 90 hours of scheduled time, but then once the students are checked out on the simulators, we also provide them the opportunity to go in and use the simulators free of charge for their own training. We use them for remedial training. And one of the nice things about being a little bit smaller, we're very nimble and we can switch out. If it's a great flying day, we cancel ground school and go flying. If it's not a great flying day, we can get people into the simulators or we switch up and go to ground school.
So you've got a bunch of programs, Jazz and Free Agent, and I understand you're starting a new REC PPL program.
We are excited to start expanding now that we've found our way through. We're almost 2 years old. We would like to start encouraging maybe some of the younger people in the community to come out and get their pilot's license, and that might inspire them to want to be with the airline someday.
So what's the success rate for your student pilots?
100% so far.
Amazing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're
amazing.
Pretty excited. Our instructors have worked so hard to continuously renew and develop the program as we've been through it a couple of times now. I think because they've just embraced student success and how can we continually upgrade what we're doing to make sure our students are successful is incredible. They've even started doing study halls once a week for the students,
wow,
which is so supportive. And then once a month we get together with the student reps and we talk about the program and they give us feedback and then we can build on that.
So you're really creating a cycle of life to constantly enhance the program.
We are trying. I mean, that's what it's all about, continuous improvement, making sure that we don't just rest on our laurels. That's great. We've done a great job so far. Students are graduating. They're doing well. But we have to make sure that we keep an eye on the continuous process of improvement.
So that's absolutely, you know, an amazing environment that you've built. I also understand that you're also a little unique in the Canadian context. Let's talk about the female student pilots.
We're 20% female students.
Amazing.
It's incredible. I'm thrilled, especially as you mentioned my other hat with the Northern Lights, really excited about promoting women in aviation. And so we're working to make sure that everyone knows that aviation is for everyone.
Yeah, I like to think it's about people first, not men first.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm hoping we're becoming more enlightened as a society and a culture.
Yes. Well, today we have Kathy and Judy from the Northern Lights, both retired airline captains and just the most incredible people, so genuine in supporting young women to come into the industry and helping show them the way.
You know, starting with the PPL and our private pilot's license for our aviation enthusiasts, the freedom to fly creates a time machine for us.
Oh, it does. Every time that I fly, I'm flying out to the Manitoba Aviation event tomorrow. And the fact that I'm sitting here with you today, and by midday tomorrow, I'll be out there ready to promote Signet in Manitoba.
What airplane are you flying?
I am not flying myself, unfortunately.
Oh, I wish I was hoping.
Our aircraft are fully utilized on the flight line.
Too bad.
Yeah.
It's just been wonderful having you, Plane Talk. Any final words for the Plane Talk audience?
I think on the point that you and I were just talking about is that a career in aviation is for everyone. It's such an incredible environment, such an opportunity to express your passion for flying. And we have a place for everyone.
Well, super amazing. And folks, if you happen to be driving or flying through the Kingston area, stop in and see the folks at Signet.
We would love to see you.
Lynn, thank you so much.
Thank you. This has been really fun.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.